local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Absolutely jam-packed Wednesday. It's hour number three of Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening, getting you caught up on what has been just a crazy, crazy Wednesday here nationally, internationally, locally. Traffic has been busy as normal, so we'll get you caught up on the latest here over the next 46 minutes. We'll start right away here with traffic and weather. Get that out of the way at 6:14. Austin?
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Yes, Joe, you were talking about how it is a jam-packed day for news. Well, it has been for traffic as well, unfortunately. The upside, though, is that at this hour, a lot of it has seemingly died down. Let's see. There's not a ton going on in Pensacola itself at the moment. We had some accident reports. Those appear to have died down, though. You are still going to see issues if you are traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge, coming over Pensacola Bay, trying to get into Gulf Breeze, though. We still have some backups in that area. Also, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got backups there. And lastly, due to some issues from an incident earlier, we did have a lot of backups on I-10 eastbound if you were traveling towards Avalon Boulevard, and we still have some of those as we get closer to the boulevard as well.
All right, thank you. taking a look at our forecast really quickly. Right now we're sitting at 57 degrees, 45 overnight tonight, partly cloudy. More sunshine on the way Thursday with a high around 65 degrees. Would not be surprised if it's a little bit warmer than that. Today's top three stories: a chaotic scene unfolding at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade today after a shooting that left one person dead. Right now, that is the tally, and then 22 people injured. Police Chief Stacy Graves says three suspects have been detained. Graves says they are reviewing video of several parade goers who tackled a suspect to determine if one of the detainees was not a Good Samaritan. So still very fluid situation, fluid with the numbers, and hopefully the death toll does not get any larger here this evening. Also today, House Republicans impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, making him the first cabinet official to be impeached in over a century.
History will not look kindly on House Republicans for this blatant act of what we believe to be unconstitutional bipartisanship.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre there. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise was back in Washington after receiving cancer treatments, giving Republicans the necessary votes. Now it's heading to the Senate, where an acquittal is almost certain. And the House Intelligence Committee is warning about a serious national security threat. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he sent President Biden a letter a month ago about the threat.
In response to that letter, a meeting is now scheduled tomorrow on this matter here at the Capitol with the Gang of Four and with the President's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan.
And the various reports and ABC News on their World News Tonight believe that it is related to Russia wanting a nuke in space. Republican Mike Turner said his committee made information on the threat available to members of Congress. He requested President Biden declassify the information so Congress and allies can openly discuss actions necessary to respond. Those are today's top three stories here locally. A lot of big news today. So earlier this morning on the Pensacola Morning News, you may have caught it. The EMS union president Chad Stimmer joined the program after last week the union sent a letter to Escambia County commissioners calling a vote of no confidence against EMS chief David Torcell, calling for either his resignation or removal, saying that there is a profit over patient mentality.
Nobody from the county at any level has spoken with us, from the commissioners to Gilmore, nobody in administrative offices. We had our in-service last week at EMS at work, our in-service, in-house training And during a few of those events, basically the team that was leading it just said, it'll get handled. If it's handled, we're not going to be talking about it now. So we have heard nothing from anybody.
So for what it's worth, on the around the same time that that interview was going on, Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bergage was starting his monthly coffee with the commissioner, in which he had on EMS Chief David Torsell to give his side of the story. Here was Torsell talking earlier today.
We've made two reports already to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office for harassment. Because we've had a former employee that happens to be one posting on particular social media sites who's driven past our deputy chief's house early in the morning, taken photographs. He's messaged me. He's messaged one of our newest supervisors, and he's harassed his wife through messaging. That was just reported last week.
And Torsell also responding to the allegations about the toxic culture. He says during his tenure, he's worked hard to change the culture and significantly improve pay for employees.
My tenure as of today is 2 years, 8 months, and 14 days. I have been here nearly half as long as all five of the previous chiefs combined. So think about, you know, and I'm going to affectionately say the dumpster fire that I inherited when I walked through the door.
Yeah.
Where there's just all kinds of chaos. We had a mass exodus that was going on in EMS that I inherited walking through the door.
So that's the latest there. No word if at any point Escambia County leaders planned on, as we heard in that first interview, reaching out to the union for further talks and investigation. In the city of Milton, following the resignation of city manager Scott Collins, the city council could decide to return to a familiar face.
My first thought is who can we bring in to, you know, keep everything running the way it should be running? And I thought of Randy Jorgensen, our former city manager that retired.
And that's City Councilman Jeff Snow there. Snow says he reached out to Jorgensen, who advised him he would be willing to return to the role temporarily. Collins' resignation will be effective February 23rd, and a special meeting will be held tomorrow night at 7:30 to discuss that. 6:20, we'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming into an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we talked to Chad Stimmel, the president of the EMS union here in Escambia County, the ones who had the vote of no confidence in Chief Tarcell and Deputy Chief Stevens, about what their complaints are. And it was a very interesting interview. Also talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves about American Magic and the decision to demolish the Malcolm Young Gym, plus best and worst Valentine's Day gifts. And covered the comments about OLF 8 from the Escambia County Commission last week. That's all on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on in Pensacola. Gulf breeze if you are trying to come over Pensacola Bay, going southbound on Three Mile Bridge, trying to get into Gulf breeze there. We still have some minor backups right as you're getting off the bridge, but those seem like they should be dying down pretty soon. Let's see. I-10 is looking better if you are traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. There is still some issues, though, from an incident reported earlier. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got some backups in that area as well.
All right. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer with the forecast.
Beautiful weather to end the work week with dry conditions for Thursday and Friday. We'll have high temperatures in the low to mid 60s, low temperatures continuing in the 40s with partly cloudy skies. Where the forecast changes is the weekend. Saturday, we have a high chance of rain all day long on Saturday. It's about 60 to 70% chances right now with highs in the 50s. Sunday is drier, but cold weather sets back in with highs continuing in the 50s too. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. State headlines today, a new bill designed to prevent gun violence introduced by lawmakers exactly 6 years after the deadly Parkland school shooting. They held a news conference in honor of the 17 people killed at Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day in 2018. Representatives Maxwell Frost and Jared Moskowitz used the time to introduce the Identity Gun Stores Act, which would prevent states from banning credit card companies from tracking suspicious gun purchases.
And the state of Florida is putting millions of dollars into enhancing cancer research. Governor Ron DeSantis was in Tallahassee earlier this morning saying that the funding will ensure health institutions have the resources they need to treat and detect early stages of cancer. The governor is proposing more than $200 million to go to similar efforts as part of the upcoming state budget.
DeSantis today also taking aim at the Biden administration, which he says is enacting a radical rewrite of Title IX that will gut protections for women and girls.
Make sure that our girls and women athletes are able to compete with fairness and integrity, and that you can't inject males into those competitions, and that you can't inject males into women's bathrooms and locker rooms.
He says Florida will not abide by any changes.
And a proposal creating term limits for county commissioners is advancing in Florida legislature. Lawmakers approved the measure earlier today, sending it to the full House. It would impose an 8-year term limit. This requirement is already in place across 8 of the state's 67 counties.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is investigating whether Israel misused bombs and missiles in airstrikes that killed civilians. According to the Wall Street Journal, the State Department is also looking into whether Israel used white phosphorus in Lebanon. The report says weapons investigators suspect a 2,000-pound bomb provided by the U.S. was used in an airstrike on a refugee camp that killed over 125 people.
And two new polls have former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley trailing former President Trump by more than 30 points in her home state. Not much of a surprise there. Haley trails 65% to 29 in a Winthrop University poll and 65% to 30 in a CBS News poll.
The judge in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case will consider whether to toss DA Fannie Willis.
I think what we're looking at is a kind of a mini trial on the Fannie Willis Nathan Wade affair, and that mini trial is going to go on for a heck of a long time.
Hey,
it's not going to be resolved anything like February 15th.
I apologize. Co-defendant in the case says Willis should not serve as prosecutor due to an improper relationship with her special prosecutor, Nathan Wade. Willis is accused of benefiting financially by hiring Wade for $650,000, despite Wade allegedly never prosecuting a felony case.
And Republicans are calling on President Biden to take a cognitive test amid concerns over his mental fitness.
He's supposed to be getting a physical exam done here in just a few months, his annual physical. They've already indicated that there will not be a cognitive test.
House Speaker Mike Johnson today said that the report on Biden's handling of the classified documents shows that he's unfit to serve. Biden's mental acuity has come under scrutiny after special counsel Robert Hur characterized him as a, quote, elderly man with a poor memory. The White House earlier, of course, this week announced that Biden will not take that cognitive test.
Yeah, and also New York Democrat Tom Suozzi will take over the congressional seat once held by George Santos after defeating his Republican opponent in yesterday's special election. A quick recap of today's top three stories. One person dead, 22 people injured after the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Police Chief Stacey Graves says three suspects have been detained. Meanwhile, House Republicans impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas today, although in the Senate, acquittal is almost certain. And the House Intelligence Committee is warning about a serious national security threat. According to reports, the threat is related to emerging Russian space technology. More specifically, the Russians want to put a nuke in space. Those are our top three stories. We'll get our sports headlines and health, business, and science after that. Fox News Update is coming up now.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. At least 22 people wounded by gunfire and one person confirmed dead in a shooting at the tail end of today's Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. Police say nine of the victims shot were children. This man says he and his wife ran when shots rang out.
I feel bad for whoever those families was that was affected, and then, you know, everybody that was around that surrounding that had to experiment that. I mean, that's not no good situation for anybody, no matter who it is.
Police say three people have been detained. Americans are being warned of a serious national security threat, but as Fox's Chad Pergam reports, it's being kept under wraps in Washington.
The threat is unclear, but we're told it has something to do with outer space. The information is mysterious, barely fragmentary, but it's something so important that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner wanted all House members to see it.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. What had been speculated recently at Cisco Systems is now reality. The networking giant has unveiled plans to cut 5% of its workforce, layoffs that will impact more than 4,200 employees. In addition to announcing the layoffs, Cisco reported quarterly earnings and revenue that topped expectations, but issued tepid guidance for the current quarter. Cisco shares are down 5.75% in after-hours trading. General Motors says it's adding about 350,000 miles of roadways in the U.S. and Canada to the areas where drivers can use the company's partially automated driving system known as Super Cruise. The expansion nearly doubles the road miles where the system can run. GM says that with the system, drivers can take their hands off the steering wheel, although they must be ready to intervene at all times as the vehicles can't drive themselves. Stocks rose today, the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rebounding more than 200 points. The Dow Industrials and S&P 500 gained 151 and 47, respectively. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Stabil. Remember, when you store, start with Stabil. Visit Stabil.com for more information. Last week, Micah Parsons told me he doesn't believe TJ Watt is a top five pure pass rusher. That's a crazy statement to make, and even though Micah denied that he has any personal beef with TJ, clearly he does. Watt led the NFL in sacks three out of the last four seasons, so not only is he a top five pure pass rusher, he's better at getting to the QB than Micah is. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know gas goes bad in as little as 30 days? Bad gas can cause rough starts, poor performance, or no starts at all. Stable, America's number one fuel stabilizer, ensures quick and easy starts after storage. Stable's proprietary formula keeps fuel fresh for 2 years, outperforming competitors. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, lawnmower, leaf blower, weed trimmer, ATV, motorcycle, or anything else with an engine, when you store, start with Stable.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't look like we've got a lot going on in Pensacola at this moment. We had some issues if you were traveling southbound on the 3 Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze. Those issues have seemingly cleared out. Also had some minor backups on Navarre Parkway traveling through Windhaven Beach and getting closer to Highway 87. Those issues have subsided as well. And Caroline Street, especially if you're coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, is looking good also. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Beautiful weather to end the work week with dry conditions for Thursday and Friday. We'll have high temperatures in the low to mid 60s, low temperatures continuing in the 40s with partly cloudy skies. Where the forecast changes is the weekend. Saturday, we have a high chance of rain all day long on Saturday. It's about 60 to 70% chances right now with highs in the 50s. Sunday is drier, but cold weather sets back in with highs continuing in the 50s too. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Right now, 53 degrees, partly cloudy overnight down to around 45. Let's see. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, we've got several sporting events going on tonight, and a couple of which are either about to start or just did. In the NBA, ESPN doubleheader, we got Bulls at Cavs at 6:30. That should be tipping off at any minute. It's going to be followed by Clippers at Warriors at 9 o'clock. Also at 6:30, we got Panthers at Penguins on TNT. And then we got three ranked men's basketball games tonight. Number 11, South Carolina at number 13, Auburn. That's going to be at 7:30 on the SEC Network. Top-ranked UConn at DePaul. That's going to be at 8 on CBS Sports Network. And also at 8 on ESPN2, we've got number 8 Tennessee at Arkansas. So a lot of high-ranking, predominantly SEC action going on there. Keeping with the men's college basketball theme, Ohio State has fired head coach Chris Holtmann. Holtmann was in the middle of his seventh season in Columbus. The firing comes after the Buckeyes lost 6 of their last 7 games, handing them a 4-10 record in league play. And no, I am not mentioning that just to get a reaction out of Joe.
Listen, here is all you need to know about Chris Holtmann's
tenure. What were your thoughts on him?
I could care less.
Really?
Because that's what he's done to the basketball program. Complete apathy, complete just, I mean, the women's team is really good. They're like the second-ranked team in the country.
Wow.
The men's team has not been this bad with this little excitement and energy around the program in, I want to say, the early 90s, early to mid-90s.
So basically your entire lifetime.
Yeah, almost.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, coming off the Thad Matta years, Greg Oden, Mike Conley, a couple Final Four trips. I mean, you know, of course, Ohio State's always going to be a football school, but there's nothing in the rule book that says you cannot have two competent men's football and basketball programs. And for Ohio
look
State,
at Kansas right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure Kansas, I would put them at the football level.
No,
but,
I'm kidding.
But, you know, and for, you know, them, Texas, some other programs, you know, kind of like a gold standard of being able to do both and do it well.
Right.
And then it's just been, you know, a mausoleum when at the arenas for Ohio State basketball games in the past couple of years. So not shocked at all.
Well, some NFL headlines here. The 49ers, just coming off of a Super Bowl that Joe and I thought the defense looked pretty solid in.
Yeah.
They are firing defensive coordinator Steve Wilks after just one season. I think he was kind of, people kind of felt sorry for him when he lost his head coaching gig in Arizona a few years back, because it's like, oh, he didn't get much of a chance there. And now we got this headline. So people aren't giving Wilks enough love, seemingly. Also, some more news coming out of San Francisco's coaching changes. They're losing two assistant coaches to the Washington Commanders. Anthony Lynn was an assistant head coach and running backs coach, while Darrell Tapp was their assistant defensive line coach. So with both the running game and aforementioned defense being big parts of their success, it's going to be interesting to see how the team handles those absences as well. A couple more headlines here. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce has spoken more about his altercation with Andy Reid during the Super Bowl. Upon being called out by brother Jason on their New Heights podcast, Jason Kelce accused Travis of crossing the line, which everyone agrees with. Travis owned it, and he said that he loves Reid and that his emotions got the best of him. Travis made headlines after aggressively bumping into and yelling at Reid on the sideline during the game. Just not cool behavior there.
Yeah, and I liked how Jason was very open and honest and being like, hey, man, you shouldn't have done that.
Well, and not only is Jason, he's always been more likable than Travis.
Brother.
Yeah, but he's also, they're both seeing what social media are saying, and they're like, okay, we've got to address this. And I think Jason said, look, I mean, I think you need to take some accountability here. And since they shared the platform, he kind of basically alley-ooped it to him. All right, you know, make your statement.
Yeah. Well, I think I saw, I wasn't listening. Travis said that in the moment, like he, because I listened to the segment, I don't think Travis went up to him, to Coach Reid.
Yeah.
But Coach Reid went up to him like a few minutes later and said,
yes.
Hey, I've got cameras on me all the time. Love the passion.
Don't get the wrong idea out
but
there.
But let's not, you know, love you. You know, love your passion, but, you know, let's be good.
And, well,
and Travis said that just made him want to go out and win it for him more.
Well, and Andy hit the nail on the head. Lastly, in sports news
leader
here.
Leader of men.
Oh,
leader
absolutely. Men. And that's why he's a great coach. Yeah. That's just one of the reasons. Lastly, in sports news here, college football playoff will remain on ESPN for the foreseeable future. The college football playoff agreed to a new rights deal with ESPN on Tuesday. The network will exclusively broadcast the new 12-team tournament until at least 2031.
I saw an interesting conversation earlier today. We were talking about the Super Bowl viewership yesterday and
yeah.
how it was the most watched event in history. Not the most watched event on one, or maybe was it one network? Or
I think so, because it was CBS.
On one network, yeah. And the conversation was like, is there anything out there non-NFL related that could surpass the viewership that the Super Bowl got? And the one that was thrown out there was us landing on Mars.
Oh yeah. I think so.
And I don't know. It was a pretty healthy debate about, cause the moon landing was, we had never done it before. Well,
yeah.
We have been to the moon. Now there's people that believe that we didn't, but whatever. You know, generally it's accepted that we have gone to the moon. So
yeah,
going to Mars, would that generate the same buzz, the same energy, and the same viewership, especially when we can just watch like the 14-second touchdown and coming out like on X or
right.
Instagram or whatever? You know, if I'm just sitting at dinner and I'm like, oh, hey, did you see that we just landed on Mars? Like, I feel like that would be more of a norm than people sitting at home on their televisions, hanging on to every word of whoever the news anchor is guiding us through the Mars landing.
Yeah, I think the moon landing was as big as it was because of the time period, like on television itself. Because as you said, we didn't have the means to really absorb that information in the moment like we do now. However, if anything is going to beat the Super Bowl, it's going to be something that historic. And I think Mars may get some extra love because there's been talks about living on Mars. We've never really said much about living on the moon.
And the other thing, you know, God forbid that something like this ever happens, would be like another type of 9/11 event. You know, because whether now Nielsen, I looked it up here, that there was about 80 million Americans watching the evening news that day, while an estimate from the University of Georgia says that there was about 2 billion people either watching in real time or through the news. So that would be, for me, the thing, you know,
catastrophe.
Hope to God it doesn't happen.
Or historical breakthrough. You know.
Yeah. 6:40. Do we do traffic and weather?
No,
all
we
right,
didn't
let's do that.
That's
anything on the roads right now? Yes or no?
Nah.
All right. Very good.
Pleasant weather continues into Thursday and for the rest of the work week. Highs are going to continue in the low to mid 60s. Low temperatures will be in the 40s to lower 50s Thursday and Friday too. A few more clouds on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday. We will see chances for rain return late Friday into Saturday. And we have a high chance of rain all day on Saturday. But right now, just looking for a chance for showers and cool temperatures. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much. Also in health, business, and science today, FDA approving the first ever medication to treat frostbite. It's an injection used in adults who have suffered severe frostbite to help reduce the risk of toe or finger amputation. A trial of the treatment found that patients who received the medications alone saw a lower risk of amputation compared to patients who received other treatments.
And it's shaping up to be a record year for spending this Valentine's Day. That's according to the National Retail Federation. It says consumers plan to spend a total of $25.8 billion this Valentine's Day. That's the third highest in the survey's history. 62% of consumers ages 25 to 34 intend to celebrate this year more than any other age group.
I think that should be about $25.79 billion because I don't have a debit card right now. So got to temper expectations there. Wendy's is adding a sweet treat to its breakfast lineup from another fast food chain. It starts on the 26th. Wendy's will partner with Cinnabon to add a new baked good to its early menu called Cinnabon Pull-Aparts. Editor-in-chief of trade publication Restaurant Business, Jonathan Mai, says It's common for fast food restaurants to partner with brands they may not consider direct rivals.
Well, I mean, that's fair. I wouldn't consider Wendy's and Cinnabon direct rivals. No. In fact, I wouldn't consider rivals at all. A tiny surgical robot aboard the International Space Station, back to the space theme here, has performed its first surgery demo in zero gravity. The robot, nicknamed Space Mira, performed multiple operations on simulated tissue on Saturday, while a surgeon back on Earth guided the robot's hands. The 2-pound robot was developed by researchers at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. The inventors hope that the technology can be used during medical emergencies on long-duration spaceflights and in remote areas on Earth that lack adequate healthcare resources.
If you're looking for a song to perhaps lighten the mood or just make it better on this Valentine's Day night, here are Billboard's top 4 songs with the words love in the title. Actually, top 5, because we're just giving you an extra one. 1976's Silly Love Songs by Wings. We Found Love by Rihanna and Calvin Harris in 2011. How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees in 1977.
That's a good one.
1994's I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men. And at number 1, Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie.
Yeah, no, those are good ones. I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men is a bit aggressive, especially if it's your first Valentine's Day with somebody. A new report shows that adversaries of the U.S. are using AI for offensive cyber operations. Microsoft published a document in collaboration with OpenAI. It said that Microsoft stopped threats aimed to exploit AI technology that it developed.
Marvel is revealing the cast for its Fantastic Four reboot, and I unfortunately haven't heard of any of the four. It includes Pedro Pascal, who you have scolded me that I should have heard of.
Big meme guy on social media, like women swoon and stuff. And he's funny.
Reed Richards, that's his character, is Mr. Fantastic. Vanessa Kirby as the Invisible Woman. Joseph Quinn as the Human Torch. And Ebon Moss Bachrock as the Thing. All right. So hitting theaters July 25th of next year.
And you should be first in line.
Pedro Pascal shirt on. Won't be.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about the Fantastic Four since I was like a kid, just to be honest.
6:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up a Wednesday edition of the program next.
For a short month, February sure has a lot going on. The big game, Mardi Gras, Valentine's, and President's Day, to name a few. So, what else can we celebrate? How about a very low interest rate and $500 cash when you finance a 2024 Volkswagen at Piedmore Imports? That's right. Piedmore Imports now offers 1.9% financing for 48 months on all 2024 Tiguan and Taos models, plus $500 customer cash. The 2024 Tiguan S from $29,101 and financing for 1.9% at 48 months. The 2024 Taos S from $24,991 and 1.9% financing at 48 months. Plus the 2024 Volkswagen Jetta S now from $22,481 with available financing of 1.9% at 48 months. These deals won't last long, so hurry to Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rates and bonus cash for qualifying credit from PCI. Must take retail delivery by March 4th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Austin, I don't know if I don't want to spoil anything for you. Have you seen last night's Bachelor episode yet?
No, and I rest assured, Joe, you do not have to worry about spoiling anything.
I thought this was a funny moment here from Joey. I think that's his name.
Okay.
So, apparently not the first time this happens, but Joey just proving that he is the sharpest tool in the shed.
Okay.
So, if you're not familiar with the show The Bachelor, typically he and the ladies that are trying to go after his heart will oftentimes jettison away to a remote location or just somewhere romantic. Well, this right. week's episode was the European city of Malta. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it.
I have not.
Malta, according to Joey, says, "I'm excited to be in Malta. I can tell why people love to come here. It's absolutely beautiful. It kind of has that old school vibe to it."
Okay.
Fun fact, Malta was built in 5900 BC.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, that would qualify as old school.
That's what you brought to the table. I thought there was going to be like a punchline or something, but or like some story, like something embarrassing. But you just
no, that was it.
Just a fun fact.
That was yes, it's old school because it is literally older than everything.
Yes,
yes, Joey, we are aware that it is an old school city because it is not just a vibe; it is literally an old school city.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought it was funny.
No, you're good. 6:55 here.
All right. Well, on that note, I'm just gonna leave, and I'm just gonna have my head hanging down, and
yeah.
Womp womp.
Okay. 6:55 here. Last traffic and weather update for this hour and for this evening. There has not been much going on the roads this hour. Luckily, that appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right. Here's Joe with the weather.
Beautiful weather to end the work week with dry conditions for Thursday and Friday. We'll have high temperatures in the low to mid 60s, low temperatures continuing in the 40s with partly cloudy skies. Where the forecast changes is the weekend. Saturday, we have a high chance of rain all day long on Saturday. It's about 60 to 70% chances right now with highs in the 50s. Sunday is drier, but cold weather sets back in with highs continuing in the 50s too. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. More wacky stories today to wrap up a Wednesday. Probably not quite the Valentine's Day experience this Florida woman was expecting. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says this woman's ex-boyfriend, Anthony Lewis, allegedly made off with a couple of sandhill crane statues from somebody's yard and put them in her yard in an effort to make up with her. So she was shocked when deputies arrived to her home to investigate the stolen statues.
Where we found them. And we found them at his ex-girlfriend's house. When we explained to the ex-girlfriend what was happening, she was mortified and totally cooperated with us.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
The sheriff's office went on to say the statues were a gift to the victim from her late husband. So I'm glad she got her statues back.
Oh, no, for sure. I appreciate this this Anthony Lewis guy, his attempt at romance. That's not how you do it. First of all,
went almost as well as my attempt at comedy.
No. Honestly, I would say your attempt at comedy went better because it was funny. I just wasn't expecting you to say that. Secondly, you didn't break the law. Anthony Lewis here, I know they say it's the thought that counts. They typically mean with stuff that is actually from you, not just stuff that you're stealing
Correct.
From somebody else.
Generally.
So, yeah, be original next time, Anthony, once you're out of the clink. Here's a fun fact to go along with what Joe shared earlier, keeping the fun facts going. Actress Kate Hudson was part of the school choir at the beginning of Home Alone 2. Joe, I know you're a fan of that.
Yes.
And she says that she still gets residuals every once in a while in the amount of 10 cents.
Penny saved is a penny earned.
Yes.
Heading into Super Bowl 58, Buffalo Wild Wings promised that if the game went into overtime, everybody gets free wings. So that's good news for me because I love wings and I love when they're free.
Yeah.
So Monday, February 26th, from 2 to 5 in local time zones, all dine-in and in-person takeout orders will be gifted one free order of wings per customer. So there you go.
And, you know, they probably made that bet feeling pretty confident this isn't going to go to OT, and it did. An aquarium in New Hampshire used non-toxic paint and had their otters create 25 Valentine's Day cards, along with 10 paintings to auction off for charity. They call the cards Ottergrams. Anthony That's Lewis, right. This is what you need to get your girlfriend next time. That's cute.
A couple in Minneapolis was remodeling their bathroom when they found a pair of love letters behind a wall that could be 100 years old. Both were written by the same person, possibly a teenager. He signed his name John B. They don't know who it is, but before they sealed the wall up, they left a picture of themselves in it with a note for future homeowners.